Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. The weather's wonderful today. It seems like it's getting hotter and hotter by the day. And so I hope you guys are enjoying this hot weather, going to beaches. But keep in mind, safety is very important as well. CITR and Discorder, we are still going on throughout the summer. But if you can't make it in the summer, you always have the fall to come and join in with the tours and the trainings that will be continuing on. Today, we have a very special guest, and so stay tuned for another wonderful interview. But before we get started, let's get through some ads and some PSAs with a station ID, and then we'll get into the main portion of the show. So I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon. Summer is definitely coming. Finally, we are in mid-July, and it seems like we're hitting the hotter side of the weather now. And so I hope you guys are enjoying this wonderful weather, as well as continuing on and persevering through the summer courses, if you have any. If you don't, and you're traveling, please be safe while also having a lot of fun. We have around a month and a half left for summer break, and so enjoy it as much as you can. But before you do, tune in into the episode today as we have a wonderful guest to interview. So let's get started. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tiffany. I study fashion design, and I went to the Wilson School of Design at Kwantlen.
All right. Thank you, Tiffany, for coming on my show. How is it coming on my show and broadcasting live? You've never done this live before?
No, this is my first time, so I'm a little bit nervous, but so fun so far.
All right. Don't be nervous. We have a very great audience that I've been broadcasting for many, many years. And so... yeah, thank you for coming. School of Design. So nice. In terms of design, I do not know much about it. Mm-hmm. To make this conversation a bit more easy, I guess, I had trouble coloring in the lines when I was younger.
Oh, I mean...
for a long time.
Don't worry. I think a lot of people... like, even people in my class, like... some of them, like, are not very good artists, but I think design's more about the ideas and, like, what you do with them and how you kind of, like, portray them and, like, express them. So you don't have to be good at drawing or coloring to be good at design.
All right. Well, I feel a bit better. All right. So speaking of this design and these different methods of designing, what first sparked your interest in design? And how did this interest develop into doing more schooling?
So as a kid, I was always, like, really artsy. I was always, like, drawing. And my parents really gave me that room to be creative. And I always was kind of like interested in fashion design. Maybe it was like because of all the Barbie movies or the coloring books that I got, but I really liked it. When I grew up, I like didn't realize it was like a path I could take. So I think I kind of drifted away from art and everything. But I eventually came back to it. I realized like this is feasible to do. So I think like I always liked it. And the reason I decided to get more schooling is because like I realized that the world of design and art is bigger than what I thought it was. It's not just like, oh, you're going to be a starving artist when you grow up if you go into art. Like there's a lot of more like industry behind it that I think doesn't really get talked about as much. So I think once I found out there's so many different paths you can take, I decided to take the chance and like step into that world.
So in terms of design, there's different avenues you can take it. So from what I know, you know, you can design clothes. There's a drawing aspect to it. Mm-hmm. You can create, you know, ideas and literally create different products. Mm-hmm. What kind of design path did you end up choosing and what did you work towards most?
So I went into fashion. Chose fashion because I just really like fashion. I think because I graduated like during COVID era, so we had a lot of time at home and I did a lot of like DIY stuff at home because of that. And a lot of it was fashion related, so I realized I really liked fashion. What was the second part of that question?
No, you answered it perfectly. So, you know, what kind of avenue of design you got into. But this is actually a follow-up. So in fashion, are there other branches as well?
Yeah. I think fashion is like an overarching term for it, but you know how like the fashion industry is pretty big, like everyone has to wear clothes. It's like, it's not just people who like fashion, it's just people who are going about their everyday lives. Everyone wears clothing. So I think there's lots of different avenues and also lots of different like niches relating to fashion. First of all, there's like the creative side versus like the industry side or the more technical side. So the fashion industry is like huge. They have like everyone really just works as a team. So I think most people know about like the fashion designers and like all of the like artsy people, the like creative directors of things. But then you have like the people who make those visions come true. And that's more like the technical side of things. So you have like product developers, you have like the business side, you have marketing, you have the more like technical side of things. You have pattern makers, you have like people who are like just so skilled in one specific area instead of just like fashion design.
Awesome. And so before we kind of get into the specifics of your schooling mm-hmm. and your education, was there anything you did in high school? I mean, we both went to the same high school.
Yes.
And I also experienced COVID. And it seems like you've used that opportunity to, you know, hone in on your design skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so aside from that, was there anything in particular that you participated in and took part in to further pursue this goal of design?
I think I just took a lot of art classes. Just in school and also just outside of school, I was really like into the art community, I guess. And I think everything was so like digital during COVID. So I had access to a lot more like, I guess like internet stuff, which is like fashion related. And because like the internet's so big, I was able to like see so many different aspects of fashion that you don't see like in person here. So I was able to like explore different avenues. I also like made friends with people who were interested in fashion from different parts of the world. So I think it just like helped me like discover that it's bigger than it really is. And that's why I really liked it.
I actually have a question related to social media, COVID, and fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And so in your opinion, throughout the years that you experienced, that we all experienced COVID, would you say, I mean, there's definitely benefits and downsides to anything, but what kind of benefits would you say has been influenced into the fashion industry due to COVID happening.
Personal experiences.
Yeah. What did you notice?
Mm-hmm. So I think that like before COVID, when I would travel to places, I think that every place kind of had like a set aesthetic, like a clothing aesthetic. There was like a pattern in society of what people would wear because that's what was socially acceptable. But then after COVID, I think that a lot of people had a lot more access to the internet and different styles and fashion, and people saw so many different things. And I think because of that, everyone's style has like gotten a lot more unique and a lot more like loose, I guess, like the social restrictions, I guess, kind of like loosened up. And I think people are a lot more expressive with their clothes now. They do like sometimes fall susceptible to trends because of that. But I think overall, like people have started becoming more fashionable because they've realized it's a way to express themselves. And I don't know, I feel like the internet has like made it so that like the styles are like global now instead of just like sticking to one place or thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think social media is a great platform to really explore different types mm-hmm. of fashion, and it kind of gives you the courage to try on different things because so many people are doing that as well.
Yeah.
And so traveling, super fun.
Yes.
I love traveling. Through this, you know, being involved in fashion and studying it, what are some places, you know, that you've visited and went to for fun or for fashion that is very memorable for you
mm-hmm.
and I guess gave you a little bit of a shock of, oh, this is what another side of fashion is
yeah.
like.
Okay, yeah. I think a couple of stories. So I went to New York to visit my friend who goes to FIT there, which is another pretty big fashion school. It's the Fashion Institute of Technology, I think. We went to visit her because she used to be my classmate and she transferred there. And when I went there, New York is like fashion hub, basically. So I was like, whoa, this is so different than Vancouver. And it was so interesting because everyone didn't try super hard, but everyone had their unique sense of style, if that made sense. And I really like that about New York because even though what someone was wearing wasn't necessarily my style or trending or like something that I would like, it like was that person. And I think like that made me realize like that's what fashion is. Like it's about you as a person, not just like what's nice to wear, what's expensive, what's cool, what's trending. I think it's like if you're wearing something that represents you, I think that's like so much more powerful and so much more like inspiring to see. So that's what like changed my view of fashion a lot when I went to New York. And then I also went on exchange to England. I was in Leeds. It's like up north from London. I was there for like 6 months-ish. And like England is a whole other thing too. Like European fashion versus like North American fashion is so different. I think like in Europe and like the UK, like it's definitely more fashion forward there. So everyone was like dressed super nice and it's a whole different style too. I think it's like really interesting to see the different styles in different regions. And they do promote like creativity a lot more there. They like it when you're like kind of like different from the crowd, I guess. And that's what made me like go like, oh, wow, interesting. Because I want to like try to stand out now, I guess. And same for like Paris. Like I went to Paris to travel too, and like I just really like how every place kind of has its own sense of style, and I feel like it matches the people there. But New York especially, like since there are so many different people, like everyone had such different style, but it was still so like unique and special to them. So I think that was like really inspiring to see.
I think I really wish sometimes my radio show was in person, because I mean, I don't really know Tiffany that well, and I already know that you dress well because, you know, you post sometimes.
Oh, thank
and
you.
You're a very well-dresser. And brings me to my next question is, for you, mm-hmm. when you choose an outfit, is it the color that intrigues you? Mm-hmm. Is it the fabric? Is it the way that it's designed, with the way that it's cut? What kind of aspects of clothing do you focus on for your own fashion sense?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is going to sound a little boring, but I don't think my fashion sense is anything too crazy, because I know some people who have great style and I admire them. But for me, I honestly value comfort and like a good staple outfit, basically. I think, especially since I'm in fashion design, I think a lot of my ideas and the way I express it go towards like my work instead of like what I wear personally. So I tend to just value something that's comfortable, something that's like put together still, and something that does like, it's kind of unique in a way, but like just something I can wear and like be comfortable while also like looking good, I guess. So that's my like style identity, I feel. But I do really like it when things are flowy. I love flowy things. So that's something.
All right. Moving on to schooling. So something that I want to ask you is, when you were applying to design school personally, do you think that you needed, or did you have a very specific area of interest that you wanted to pursue? Is Wilson School of Design kind of created in that way, where you kind of need a specific area, or did you just have an open idea? I'm asking this because if students are interested in design as a whole, is that enough to apply to design school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you should just try things out. Like, I was interested in fashion, but I wasn't like sure exactly of what it I would be getting myself into. And I think like going into school at the Wilson School of Design helped me a lot. I like was able to get a good gauge of what it was like to be in the industry, because it's, I think my school definitely showed not only the creative side, but also the more technical side of things. And that was really good because it showed like all of it, like all of the industry rather than just like the creative side. And I think that is why it's a pretty well-rounded school to go to. I think that if you do want to go try out more creative things, that like you should just go out there, like put yourself out there, because I think that's what I was a little afraid to do because I wasn't too sure about it. So I went to this school, but you can always like change your mind. Like, you don't have to fully commit. And I think that's like really nice to have the freedom. You can always like transfer to a different school that's more creative, or you can try something else out if fashion is not for you. And yeah, I guess that's it.
All right. So let's bring this back in time to your first day in design school. I think we all remember our first days, especially if it was very nervous for you. I remember my first day. I remember the first class and the seat I took.
I do too.
At UBC.
I do
when
too.
I first came. It was the most, I think I was, the, it was the most nervous experience, nerve-wracking experience I've ever had. But what was that like for you? So you step into Wilson School of Design, your first day. How was that like?
I remember thinking way too hard about what to wear.
Okay.
Fashion school, you know, I was like, guys, like, I have to dress to impress. I can't be caught lacking during this. But it was really chill, actually. I think for my school, the program was smaller because of COVID. So it was like around 20 to 25 students. And it was just 20 to 25 fashion students in one room. I was like, oh, my God, I hope it's not too scary. But everyone was super nice. Everyone was dressed super cool. I think we were all nervous. So it was comforting because everyone was trying to be really friendly to each other because everyone knew we're all nervous probably. And got complimented on my outfit. So I take that as a win.
Definitely.
And she was dressed really well too, so extra win for there. But yeah, I think nerve-wracking, but at the same time, that's where I met like all my classmates that I was with for the next 4 years, and very memorable experience, I think.
I really love the idea in which it is a considerably a smaller cohort.
Mm-hmm.
20 it is quite small, but I love it because for me, the classes that I was in, where it's just 20 or 30 students, you really get to know each other better.
Yeah.
It's more focused in a way. But yeah, how did that cohort help you with the 4 years of schooling that you did? Did you enjoy it? What were some of the things that you caught up throughout that process?
Oh my God, so good. I think everyone in my class, in my cohort, is like, means so much to me. I think they're all such wonderful people, and we all like helped each other so much throughout the entire program. We're like trauma bonded at this point. I think when you're stuck in a sewing lab for like 12 hours with the same people like almost every day of the week, you kind of have to be trauma bonded at the point. But yeah, like everyone worked so hard and we all did it like together. And even though we were doing different projects, it still felt like we were like doing it all at once, like together with each other. So I really like all of them. And I also agree, like I think a cohort is like really, you can hold them closer to your heart.
12 hours?
Yeah.
I was what?
We have to sew a lot, I think. Fashion is mainly, just a warning before you go into fashion, it is going to be like 90% sewing, ironing, and like 50% panic attacks of like, oh my God, am I going to get this done on time? And like, it is a very stressful thing, but it's kind of fun in that way where it's super fast paced and you have to like lock and load it, like, or else I don't want to know what is the or else. So
wow, that's a long time. But I think, you know, that's where the interesting stories come from.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we get into that, let's get through some ads and some PSAs, and we'll get into the really interesting aspect of what design school is like. So I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
Hey Vancouver, looking for your summer plans? MRG Live has you covered. Catch Caroline Kingsbury and Maris Emotional Oranges, sometimes I love myself, touch myself, and many more live on stage. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at www.admit1.com and follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram for fresh announcements and the full lineup of upcoming shows.
Take your place, there ain't nobody better. Oh, baby, baby, we belong together, baby.
Girl, please quit crying over your ex and pick up a damn book. Or better yet, Discord or magazine. It's summer, and that means it's time to head to the club with a drink in one hand and Discord or magazine in the other. That's right, shake some ass while staying in touch with the local arts and culture community. All for free. You can pick up a physical copy of Discorder in locations all around the Lower Mainland, from Kitts to Chinatown, Maine and Commercial, as well as Hastings. For specific locations, check out citr.ca. There, you'll also be able to find a PDF of the June-July magazine issue. CITR and Discorder magazine condones responsible drinking and responsible ass shaking. Thanks, love you, bye.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something? Events?
Personal essays.
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are back. If you missed the first half, that is a bummer. But welcome back to Leaning with Jeff. My name is Jeff, and we'll continue on with the conversation of interviewing Tiffany, who is a graduate of Wilson School of Design. And we were talking about a 12-hour sewing session that apparently isn't for like 1 or 2 days. It's for a long time.
Yeah, it's just you do as much as you can, basically, before the due date. I think the first like 3 years was more just like, just get the project done and we're good. But like fourth year is like final collection year. So the whole year we're working on a final collection. We design, we produce, we buy all the fabric. We have to think about all the like details of it, like the zippers or buttons or everything. So we have to get all that organized, and we have to like do presentations and everything. And then the second half of the semester is just the sewing part. So you basically just sew everything as much as you can. And it's not just like sewing one thing. We have to make like 1 to 2 prototypes of each thing that we make. So it's just a lot of sewing. And I think, well, we're all used to it by the fourth year of schooling, but it is like a part that I don't think many people consider when they think about fashion. I feel like fashion is very glamorized, and like the marketing aspect of it is like super fancy, super fun, like fashion shows, runways. But then like if you look at the like the fashion design students, okay, wait, I have an interesting scenario that happened. So basically, I think like this was before one of the due dates of our prototypes. The fashion marketing students had a fashion show that they were hosting for one of their projects. And then my class, the fashion design class, was like sewing basically, and we looked dead. We had an 8 a.m. class that day, and we had a project due tomorrow, so we stayed from 8 a.m. to like 9 p.m., which is when the school closes, just sewing. And everyone was on like 3 coffees. Everyone was like starving. Like people skip meals because they have to sew. And it was funny because I got into the elevator with some of my classmates, and then some people who were running the fashion show got into the elevator with us. And it felt like the stark contrast was crazy, because it was like some girls dressed to the tens. They looked gorgeous. They smelled so good. They had the cutest shoes on. And then there was like me on the other side that looked like sleep deprived, dead. I looked like I was like a ghost, just like surviving off of the energy that they were giving me. So I think that's like the side of fashion that like some people don't really like see. And obviously, you don't want to see that because it's like more of the background stuff, but it is a very big part of like what it is about, I think, because you're putting so much energy into it.
Yeah. And so in terms of the final project that you do, mm-hmm. it's individual, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So everybody has their individual project and design. Mm-hmm. And is that discussed with your supervisor, your professor individually? And so you guys kind of just work on that in the same place, but all different projects?
Yes. So basically our professors have like one-on-ones with us, and we basically like, we have like tasks that we should complete, like concept boards, like mood boards, and then like target market. And there's a lot of research that gets put into fashion too, because you have to make sure that it's needed in the world instead of just like you're throwing something out there. I think my school focuses a lot on sustainability and like the people. So we do a lot of research on like specific demographics that like need clothing made for them. So for example, like one of my classmates did like clothing for women going through menopause. like activewear for women going through menopause, and it was a wonderful collection because it was very thoughtful and everything. And then after that, like you pitched these to the professors, and then they kind of give you feedback based off of what you show them, and you kind of just keep on working on it until the end.
So as a host interviewing, I always research my guests and try to, at least, I can't cram everything of what you learned in 4 years, but you've actually mentioned it already. Research is a very key component in design, obviously, not just about designing the actual clothing, but the usage of it and where you're going to wear it. And so this, you know, you can say fashion as one word, but culture, the climate, people, you know, everything is all intertwined into the word fashion. And so for you, did you also kind of consider all these aspects of culture and people and climate and all of that into your project? And can you kind of give us a rundown on what your project was about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my project focused a lot about like sustainability in the terms of like longevity of clothing, because I feel like a large issue that I notice is that, especially with fast fashion being like so prominent in society right now, like a lot of people aren't really valuing their clothes anymore. And I feel like people should, because it's like it's clothing. You put it on your body and you should take care of it just like you take care of yourself. It's not just something that you can throw away, because I don't think that mindset is very good. It's not going to add to anything if you think about like this top as something you're just going to wear once and then maybe not touch and then donate it somewhere and then it's end up in a landfill. Like, I don't think that's very, or I think that mindset has been pushed to us because of consumerism and everything, but I don't think that's the mindset we should have when it comes to clothing. I think we should really take care of our clothes and like value them for what they are. And because of that, like, people will buy only what they need in a way. So a lot of my collection was also like clothing that's modular. So clothing that is adaptable to your body as it grows, and also like adaptable to like change into different styles. So if you're not feeling one style, you're able to kind of transform it into something else. So that's kind of how I was viewing sustainability in my project. I don't know. I think that it was more like a social issue that I was tackling, but a lot of my other classmates tackled more like personal issues, or like personal problems that they had. And a lot of it is like close to your heart. And I feel like that's like a lot of design too. Like, it should be culturally relevant, but it also should be personal to you. And I think that's where you like unlock the most interesting and meaningful stuff, because it means something to you as a person and it means something to the world because of that. It's not just something you throw out there because it was fun and cool. It's like something that is meaningful and thoughtful.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to learn more about your unexpected realizations, whether it's about the program, during your studies, about yourself. What were some of those that you've learned throughout the process? It could be about the topic of fashion, or like I said, the way that you work and you conduct projects and plan. And so sharing a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I also was not expecting the 12-hour sewing. That was one of the...
I don't think that's ever going to be like an advertised aspect.
Yeah, no. I don't think they want you to know, but I'm just saying, warning, guys. No, but it is really like, it feels like solving a really hard math problem at the end, because you're like, oh, yeah, that was worth it. But a couple other things, I don't know, I just... Going into the program, I wasn't too sure what to expect. And I think that I learned a lot, like, just from doing each of the projects that they gave me and, like, from doing a lot of things that they taught me. I think a lot of it is you have to do it in order to learn it. So, because it's a pretty hands-on, I don't know what the word is. Like, fashion design is pretty hands-on, basically. So I think that, I don't know. I realized a lot of this stuff as I was doing it. For example, let me think of something. I guess I didn't realize there was that much research you put into it, because my view on fashion was very broad, and I think I, could appreciate things, but I didn't realize, just coming up with a concept of something, you have to, draw from things that are personal and, things that are out there that inspire you. And that's a very, sometimes it's a pretty difficult process to do that, because you have to, think a lot about it. And I don't think I realized that there is that much thinking that goes into it, but I'm glad there is. I enjoy thinking, so I think it was, it's nice that it is, a pretty meaningful thing to do. I think that's just all art, really, anything art and design related, it should reference something meaningful or personal to you, or just, something that you want to speak on. And I think that's what makes it so nice.
Research is tough and it's a lot of work, but like you said, there's a reward, you know, when you finish up a long project. And after a long time of researching, when you finally go outside after doing the 12-hour shift, and you see people walk around with their clothes, do you think that it's opened up your eyes and your perspective on people and their clothing, and diving a little bit more deeper on, you know, maybe this person's like this, maybe the people like this. And so it that's kind of where the fun comes in.
Mm-hmm. I look at clothing so differently now. I even walking into a store, I see so many things that I've never seen before. Before going into this program. And I think when you enter fashion, you start looking at clothing differently. I can analyze your t-shirt right now probably and think about what has gone into it, or what finishings are used on it, or how it was made, what brand it is, how it fits you, and what market that was catered towards. And I think that's what going into just looking at the world and seeing lots of people, you are able to kind of read them a bit just based off what clothes they wear. And it's kind of weird. It's because you have to understand markets, and you have to understand what market would wear what and what they would want to wear when you're working towards making clothing for a market. So when you look at people, you kind of try and not try, it's it just happens, but you see what market that they're probably in, or what they would want to wear and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And drawing back from the challenges that you experience, and obviously the 12-hour is one of the main, I'm assuming, but aside from that, or from that, was there anything in particular that you did to overcome those challenges, whether it's hanging out with your cohort or, you know, having any mentors or professors helping you out? What kind of methods did you use to get through those years?
Honestly, you don't have time to think when you're working so much. So I think a lot of it is just for me at least, I just powered through. My cohort was a very big help, because since everyone's going through the same experience, you kind of feel comforted in a way, because it's you're not the only one going through these tough times. If I'm crying in the bathroom, I can always come out to a friendly face that'll comfort me, saying, "It's okay, I understand what you're going through." And I think my family was a huge help, because they were super understanding of me. They always tried to help support me, because I think when your child is gone at school for so long, they also are a bit concerned for your health, because they're "Are you eating dinner?" And you're "I had 3 coffees," and then they're "Oh, I don't think that's healthy." And it's no, but you gotta do what you gotta do. I do think it is very straining, draining, both of those, on your body, basically. But I think especially when it comes to like your own collection and stuff, it's so personal that you really want it to be good and you put a lot of effort into it, and like a lot of people are very passionate about it. So I think a lot of that passion transfers into like your work, and it doesn't really feel as hard as it is sounding, because it is hard, but like you're doing it for yourself in a way. So it's not as like, it's not as like crazy, I guess. It's still fun, but in a painful way.
I understand what that means. And I think people who have gone through those long projects, whatever project you're doing, where it takes you a lot of time, would understand what this means. But at the same time, when you finish it, can you even describe the feeling of fulfillment and satisfaction? And doesn't that make you want to redo this all again?
I can't lie. Yeah, because like, okay, honestly, I feel like when you look at a project for so long, you kind of start like hating it. And I think a lot of it is that cycle of like, I am so passionate about it and I finish it and I'm like, I can do better. And then I want to restart and do something else completely. And I feel like it's an endless cycle. But I think it's just because you're staring at something for so long and you're working on it for so, so long that you're like kind of getting tired of it. And you have so many new ideas that you want to bring out, but you're still working on this project. So I don't know. It is very fulfilling, but then it's like, I want to do it again now, but just something completely new and different. So I think it's a really interesting cycle. Maybe it's just me not being satisfied with what I'm doing, or like me just wanting to do more. But I feel like that's like what a lot of people feel with their projects.
So I want to talk a little bit about the resources that are offered at Wilson School of Design. And so, like we mentioned, fashion is a global thing where everybody has to wear clothes, hopefully, most of the time. And so, and yeah, unless you're going to the beach. But
that's still fashion. Swimsuits,
yep.
That's another category.
That is true. That is true. And so, yeah, so it's, you know, fashion's global. And so it involves a lot of different countries and places. I mean, even, you know, within provinces or cities, you know, fashion can differ. In terms of the resources that are offered, and you went on exchange, are those kinds of things where experience from a different place is encouraged? And was that kind of how you got started? How was that process like for you?
Yeah, it was really interesting going on exchange, because it was a whole different like culture, basically. I think that in England they really promote the creative side of things, but here, I'm sure you can tell, because like Arc'teryx, Lululemon, like those are all Vancouver brands, and those are definitely catered towards more like more technical things, like performance wear or like stuff you wear in the rain. Okay, that's generalizing Arc'teryx, but you know, Arc'teryx is very complicated tech wear, basically. And going to the UK and like looking at what they do, theirs is more like avant-garde, like abstract ideas. So it was really interesting to like see that switch, and like the skills that I had were definitely a lot more on the technical side. So they were very like, they said that over there we had a lot of guest speakers, and they all said that that's what's needed in the world. Like, we need more people that are good at like the technical stuff. We need people that are more like more production based rather than like so many creative people. But then here, like I think it's so focused on the technical stuff that like people are looking more for like the creative stuff that you see in Europe and the UK all the time. So it is like beneficial to go one place to the other, because I feel like you learn a lot more from them. And I think it is really nice to like build your skills maybe in a different place and then come back here to show a new perspective on things.
Absolutely. I think going to a different place really just does open your eyes into, you know, what is out there. And through that, you can kind of use that as fuel to move on and create some new things. Can you dive a little bit more on the actual paths and the roles that you can take within fashion. So, you know, what kinds of jobs or opportunities did you guys learn and were exposed to?
Mm-hmm.
And through that, what kind of aspects are you interested in personally?
Yeah, so I think, well, in terms of me, I think I just graduated, so I'm still quite new to the industry. I've only done like one internship where I did like product development, and I didn't hate it. I just think I just want to keep trying new things because I'm not sure if I like it until I do it, you know? In terms of like different roles, there's so many. Obviously, there's like the creative side, which is like the designer, and there's like different tiers to that. There's like junior designers, assistant designers, like then there's like the senior designers, and then you also have the creative directors. You have like art directors. I'm pretty sure there's like jobs for like fashion forecasting, which is like looking at trends and looking at the basically looking at the culture of things and seeing, like pulling out what you think will affect the trends of clothing from looking at the state of the world. There's also like the more technical side, which is like technical design, product development, pattern making. You have like technical development, and you have like fittings, like so many different roles to do. And everyone works as a team, so you need each of these people. I personally am interested in the creative side. I hope to one day be able to like go to Europe and like work there for a bit. But I think with my current skills from my schooling, I think that I'm definitely more strong in the technical side of things, like looking at the more detailed stuff, because that's kind of what like I was trained to do. So I guess kind of just like I'm open to exploring anything, and like I feel like that's kind of what it's like. Like I don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be stuck anywhere. You can always like try something new.
As someone who has successfully completed the Wilson School of Design, going through all the ups and downs and the challenges and the countless amount of coffees.
Yes.
What advice would you give to students who are thinking about applying to design school? And also who have just got into design school and are going to be starting off in the fall?
Mm-hmm. Definitely plan your schedule out. I think I didn't realize it was going to be that hard, so I spent a lot of time procrastinating. I learned the hard way that you cannot do that. You have to be on top of things. So yeah, like it's pretty fast paced. It's exciting. It's going to be a lot. I cried a lot during my first year of school because I wasn't expecting all of that. But one of the moments that I remember dearly is that a fourth year student saw me have a breakdown at my sewing machine, and she came up to me. I had no idea who she was, but she was also working on her final collection, and she like grabbed my shoulders and she was like, "Deep breaths. Breathe with me. It's going to be okay. So just remember, it's going to be okay. You'll survive, and you'll probably go through Red Bull phases and then coffee and then maybe some tea. But remember to eat, I guess. That's like another big word of advice. It's okay to eat. Don't feel like you shouldn't eat. And yeah, just be open. Try new things. Like, don't be afraid. Don't limit yourself, especially. I feel like the industry is so big, so just go out there and try new things. Travel, definitely travel. Go to like big fashion cities and just like observe what people wear there, and like observe like the style there, and like how people interact with clothing there. And yeah, that was a lot of advice, but I hope it was good.
Needed advice. Would you say that the final collection phase, that when that collection comes in and you actually go into it, is that the most challenging? Is that the thing that really tests your ability and your knowledge and you're putting it into practice?
I think so, because it's like you're basically running a business, like a small business, but it's only you. And that's like hard. So I think that it was like a test kind of to all the skills and everything that we've learned over the four years of schooling. To kind of just like compile it all into one. And it's really interesting because everyone kind of did something that fit what they were interested in. And it was really nice to see like such different styles of clothing and different markets people were going towards. Yeah, I think that it was just a testament to all our work, and that it was really nice to see our hard work pay off at the end of the day. But it was quite hard. I think it's like being a manager for your own business, and that made me realize I don't think I want to start a small business right now, especially because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, you've successfully completed it, and I mm-hmm. think it's more than enough to prove your skill and perseverance and patience, and hopefully you are better in time management.
Yes, so much better.
All right. All right, so that is it for the interview, for the episode, but I always do a final segment. It is actually a test.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. So it is a quick lightning round of would you rather that I've prepared for you. That is somewhat related into the field that you are in. The only rules are I will give you two options and you need to let me know whichever option that you would prefer mm-hmm. as fast as you can.
Okay.
All right.
No explanation needed.
I would ask an explanation if I want
okay,
to hear
okay,
it.
Okay. Okay.
But you can give an explanation. Yeah. I mean.
Okay.
But you ready?
Yep.
All right. Would you rather design an award-winning outfit made entirely of spaghetti or wear Crocs to every formal event for the rest of your life?
Spaghetti? I feel like I could be... I'm imagining... Yeah, I think I could make the spaghetti work.
Al dente?
You know, a mix.
Mix,
gotta have
all right.
a mix of everything. Maybe add some sauce in there, too.
All right, so would you rather accidentally present your portfolio upside down to a panel of judges or realize mid-presentation that you've been calling your professor the wrong name all semester?
Oh my gosh. Why didn't they correct me? Okay, maybe the professor one, honestly. The upside down one is too embarrassing.
All right, so would you rather have Photoshop, assuming that you do use it, crash every 10 minutes or be haunted by a ghost that critiques your kerning? What is that?
What is?
K-E-R-N-I-N-G.
I don't know.
That critiques your fashion.
Okay. I think the ghost, because honestly, I have that little ghost in the back of my head already. So I'd much rather have smooth working Photoshop than a ghost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next one is, would you rather have to pitch a fashion line inspired by sloths or interior design a billionaire's yacht using only items from a dollar store?
Sloths. I saw a girl do something with frogs once, so I think sloths is totally doable.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the last one I have for you is, would you rather be stuck in a group project with five clones of yourself?
Oh.
Or with one extremely enthusiastic golden retriever who only communicates in barks and vibes?
Probably me. I think I'm very efficient. So five of me, I really wonder what that would be like. A little scary to think about, honestly, but I'd do that one.
I wonder if I would be able to work with so many of myself.
I think I'm a team player. So honestly, we would all just support and love each other. Good all vibes, right. Like the golden retriever too, I think.
Good vibes. All right. Thank you, Tiffany, for coming on my
yes.
show. We have finished off the episode. You have done very wonderful, and I hope you had some fun.
Lots of fun.
All right. All right. Thank you all for listening. That was Tiffany, who just graduated from Wilson School of Design. And if you are interested in fashion, I think it's safe to say just expect the 12-hour sewing and you're good to go.
Yep. There you go.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.